good
she
effort
was
right
tired.
There.
Yeah.
Right. She's going to get a lot out of that. She was a tired mare. I'm sure she slept well last night.
Yeah.
So often we say horses win easy and win for fun, but, you know, they're just fast. They are exerting themselves, and she did yesterday. I think she'll get a lot out of that race, too.
Yeah. She's got so much natural speed. She had the rail to contend with, which she's won from before, but a little bit of a short horse. I told Bob Mazursky when she was in the winner's circle, she'll sleep well tonight. So, you know, Richie was a little bit ambiguous about what is absolutely next. The ultimate objective is that Breeders' Cup filly and mare sprint, which they were forced to miss at Del Mar a year ago. They're hoping to make that dance, and that'll be a career the last weekend in October there at Keeneland.
Yeah, looking forward to that, Mike. And the runner-up, a filly I told you I've been high on, Magnificat.
She's getting better.
Well,
she's getting right? better. She's getting, yeah.
She's getting better and better. I just really like her, and I think she's got a lot more room to improve. She got that all-important grade two stakes placing yesterday.
Yeah.
And Mike, she's going to win a stake pretty soon, and I wouldn't be shocked if it's the Rancho Bernardo down at Del Mar.
I think that's where she's headed. And, Kurt, I think the connections, based on the way she's running her last two races, she's a filly getting good, in my opinion. She's by Omaha Beach, and they might be thinking, you know, yeah, maybe the winner, she needed that race, but we got a horse who's on the uptick here. I wouldn't be afraid to take her on and maybe be able to turn the tables.
Yeah, just the way she's getting good. You so often see it with fillies and mares, whether they're 10 claimers, whether they're stakes horses. When they get good and they start feeling good and they
yeah.
improve. And she's lightly raced, too, Mike. Plus, she can run on turf, too. Her debut on turf was really, really good. So she's got a bright future, too.
And you know, Kurt, it's kind of unusual. Richard Mandela ran second to Sharp Azteca and the Great Lady M last year as well. But then he had the odds on favorite and copy on. Yesterday, he was a bit of a price with Matacat, and it looks like she's going in the right direction. So, anyway, some interesting developments, no question about it, here closing weekend.
Yeah, and good racing today, Mike. Nice carryover, $58,000. That spices things up. Some big field size, although, Mike, doing the homework, there's some big fields, but I don't think there's a lot of depth to some of the races. Sometimes you look at the overnight, you get overwhelmed saying, boy, this is a big field. It's going to be a tough pick six. But I've gone through some thinking, some of these races, to me at least, narrow down, even with the big field size.
Kurt, I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little longer in the tooth. I went through everything, but I didn't have the wherewithal to dive into the videotape. It was just X's and O's for me so far.
I've done both, Mike. I'm just looking at the last couple races, but I've ground through the rest. So, yeah, it's a good day gambling, and I hope it's a little cool. I got a little hot and sticky yesterday, Mike, so hopefully it just cools off a little bit today.
And I talked there. I text with Brian Beach, agent for Kazushi Kimura, Kurt. He's good to go today. He's on nine.
Good. So he's on a horse I like, Mike, so I'm glad he's going to make it out today. Yeah.
He was, you know, off mounts yesterday. Kurt, you know, let's maybe – I had Martin Valenzuela on in hour one. He's got a live maiden coming in from Turf Paradise today, a three-year-old filly that debuted over there for you, Bud, in the ninth race. Did you look at that race? Any strong opinion at this point?
Yeah, and I thought it was an interesting race, Mike. I thought that Jacqueline Lucas, who's 2-1 for Steve Miotta, I know she's had six chances, but she keeps running winning races. I think she's going to be pretty tough to beat in there. Sophia Mee, I thought, ran better than looks in a debut, and I thought she really ran like a filly who needed a race for Craig DeLossi. I think she's going to move way forward today. So those were the two I was kind of zeroing in on in race number nine.
Exactly. And, Kurt, Tim McKenna's got a first-time starter in today that I was looking at, owned and bred by a guy who's been in the game for a long time, Danny O'Neill. He had been years ago with Jerry Dutt and Steve Speck. Got a first-time starter, 15-1, a gelding by the name of Fine Irish Morning. Did a little digging. First-time starter out of a mare that broker, you know, was an open maiden allowance winner at Golden Gate Fields. Was quick, so at 15-1, something to think about. And just looking at the line, Ed Burghardt's got Richie Baltus with the bottom horse lit at 2-1. Iuso aboard here. He is the favorite in the 10th race.
Yeah, that's what one of those races.
Five first-time starters, Kurt.
Yeah, and then some horses who run okay. So kind of a difficult race. That's the first half of the late double at the 11 race card today.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Kurt, interesting card to close it out. I know you're doing a pre-race seminar. That'll be, what, at about 12 noon with who?
I think it's you and Weaver today, Mike, honestly. I think I got the day off from that. So looking forward to listening to you guys today.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. That's the text I got from over there. So I hope that's correct.
Okay. I received no such smoke signal. Oh, man, I got to get busy. I thought I could take my time getting over to Los Alamitos. Now I know I can't.
That's the route I'm going, taking my time today, Mike.
Yeah, well, thanks for that update. I really appreciate it, you know. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, pretty soon, Mike, I'm going to have a lot of time, so I'm getting used to that.
Kurt, I've had a lot of time for the past couple of years, believe me.
Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of time here, so we'll sort that out.
I don't know if you were aware. I don't think you and I have talked about it, but John Hardoon pointed out that your all-time favorite rider, Paco Lopez, he was the first guy down in that really bad spill Friday at Saratoga. I believe it was on the grass. I still haven't seen it, but everybody went over Paco. He said he righted himself. 25 minutes later, he won the last race on the card. It was a stake on opening day. He's something else, Kurt.
Yeah, he is, Mike. He's not my all-time favorite, but he's a favorite of mine, and that was a nasty spill, Mike. I watched the replay yesterday. That was a really bad spill. Good to see him bounce back up from that, because that's
amazing.
Not good.
Yeah.
It really was, Mike.
The good news is apparently no serious injuries. Javier Castellano was off mounts yesterday, but I guess he's back up today.
Yeah, it was not pretty to watch.
Yeah. Hey, Kurt, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it, and we'll see you over there. So we're back. You're on the set, and I'm doing the reporting. That's right. Okay. I got
it
straight.
I do like a horse, Mike. If I get to the last race today, there's a horse on my old horses to watch list. I still keep a notebook handwritten, and I've been waiting for this horse to run back. I think it's a good spot. Number 11, Bob's Blue Moon, in the 11th and final. Two uncomfortable trips on the turf across town at Santa Anita. Big rider change. Kazushi Kimura takes over today and finally gets off the inside. This gelding's been stuck down inside for his last couple races. Mm-hmm. I think the outside post is giant. He's won on the dirt. His dirt form is fine, Mike. I think he's racing into shape. This is his third start back. He's trained well. 9-2 to me is a very square price. So I like Bob's Blue Moon a lot in today's 11th and final for Angelo Ticos.
Okay, with Kazushi Kimura.
Yeah.
And post time for the 11th and final, 5:38 tonight. Nice pick six carry over 58,000. What do you think, Kurt, in terms of the total pool?
Oh, that's a good question, Mike. I don't know, 2.25 maybe, somewhere in there?
I would think so. You know,
there's not a lot
just
else
guessing.
Going on again this afternoon. Just guessing somewhere around that range, so it should,
yeah,
be a good go, Mike. And again, you know, if a bunch of bombs win, it's 7-5 as good as hitting the pick six. Perfect day to play the pick six.
No question about it. Hey, Kurt, we'll see you over there. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Mike. I'll talk to you out there.
Okay, get up to Santa Anita and say hello to Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. How's it going?
Excellent. Actually, I'm not at Santa Anita because they closed the track for workouts this morning.
Oh, because of the fireworks, yeah.
Yeah, they've been doing that the last 3 or 4 years. On the 5th, they closed based on the fireworks in the San Gabriel.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoky conditions. So that's I'm happy to be at home.
Oh, no complaints on your end, right?
No. I'm good. But how are you doing?
Hanging in. Anything jump off the page today? Closing day at Los Alamitos?
I don't know if it jumps off the page, but let's go to the 10th race. And you guys kind of went over this race a little bit just a second ago with you and Kurt. You know, the horse on the outside, it's 2-1. I hate giving favorites. This horse is a really nice horse called Lit. It's a homebred from the Richie Baltus barn. And this is a 5.5 furlong race for cowbreds, maidens. This whole set of really good drills. There's some 59s that go off the page. It worked with First Beast, who's a multiple winner in the Mark Glapp barn and held his own on
really?
The 6th in a fast gate drill. I thought it was awfully good. I mean, the horse has got speed. It, 12 hole in this big field is probably going to be difficult, but I think it's 2-1 as Ed Burghardt has kind of like dipped his hand a little bit. The horse is a really nice horse. The only horse that really kind of concerns me a little bit is from a competition point of view is the 2 horse, Proof He's Fast, from the very sharp Andy Mathis barn. He's got a nice gate drill. I just thought the outside horse Lit was just training better, but the 2 is someone to certainly pay attention to in this field. So,
I wanted to ask you about that gate. That was two works back on June 21st. 46-3, that was the best of 118 at that distance that morning, Andy. And what kind of a rating did you give that?
Oh, it was a top notch. I mean, it's right. The lit horse has got a series of really good drills. But this, the 46 out of the gate, he demolished a barnmate. Cesar Belmont's been up on the horse almost every single time. So he's very familiar with this horse. I just like the series a little more on lit, but you know, if someone went with this horse at a higher price, it's 5-1 on the morning line. I could totally see it. I think in my mind, it's a two horse race. So it's, I've been following Lit for last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, ever since he's kind of started working. And Iuso has been up on the horse multiple times also, so he's familiar with that horse. So that's where we're going to go. We're going to go to 12 in the 10th race, Lit, for the NationalTurf.com pick of the day.
And that race goes at 5:11 Pacific. What's up at NationalTurf.com, Andy?
Sure, we got closing day at the Los Alamitos. Boy, there was a lot of work. This is a major card. There's like five or six full fields finishing up the card, 12 horses. There's a lot of stuff to look up. So just go to NationalTurf.com, give you a little scouting report on what I've seen in the morning.
And then, Andy, when do you get down to Del Mar? The opening day, Friday, July 17.
2 days before, on the 15th, is when they open it'd be pretty much the first day for workouts. They do open the track for workouts on the 14th, but I don't think anybody really works the first day. Usually most guys want to get their horses used to the surface. So my guess is that most of the last drills will all be at Santa Anita. So Del Mar's opening closer and closer to the actual opening day as far as opening up the track for workouts in the morning. That's been kind of a tradition the last 4 or 5 years. So I'll be down there right on top of the meet, apparently.
And then, Andy, what about Turfworks? One day a week?
Yeah, no, they'll go 2 days. The first week, it'll be usual Thursday and Sunday. Sunday's the big day, but they do have works on Thursday. So that's actually a lot of fun because, you know, it's a kind of a guessing game trying to clock some of these turf horses working on the dirt. So at least you get to see them on the grass and at least, a little more confidence in what I am seeing. So I'm very happy that is the case.
And as we've discussed, most of the turf horses, when they breeze, it's on the inner synthetic training track there at Santa Anita.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a guessing game even in and of itself.
Right.
From every standpoint, having some grass drills is only a positive for what I do.
Okay. Hey, Andy, we'll try and get lucky. Make it a single. Lit, the bottom horse, where am I at here?
10th race.
10th race. Not the 11th. It's the 10th. Number 12, Lit. 2-1 Armando Ayuso and Richie Baltus. Thanks so much, Andy. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Take it easy, Mike.
All right, a little bit early on the break. We'll go ahead and take it. My thanks to Elliot Cams inside here at the Big A making things happen. Coming out of the break strong, heading to Las Vegas. Can be checking in with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Bob Mazursky from Los Alamitos. Toby Callett back in the fold from South Florida. Take two. Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga. It's all straight ahead. Don't go away. All alone, and the sun went down as across the hill, and the town lit up.
Angels Radio, AM 830. From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hour 2, Thurman, Los Angeles. Hope you're having a great Independence Day weekend wherever you may be listening. Of course, in the L.A. area, if you're listening over the air, it's AM 830, the voice, the home, rather, of Angels Baseball. Or you can catch us anywhere in the world at thoroughbredla.com, live and archive. Let's get to Las Vegas right now and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Happy 4th of July weekend. Nice to see you on the InterTrack show. You guys, you and Hoover make a really good team.
Thanks. I appreciate you saying that. You know, I've never been in Las Vegas for July 4th, but I drove through there late night one time coming back from Idaho. That was back, I think, like 2019. And it looked like there was a lot of stuff in the sky. I imagine it was pretty festive last night.
Yeah, a lot of illegal fireworks going on in all the neighborhoods. You know, when I was driving home last night, there is a great view in the future. It's in my neck of the woods. It's called Summerlin Parkway, and you go to the top of the Summerlin Parkway,
yeah.
Mike, you can see the entire, people are parked on the side of the road looking down at the strip. It is an incredible view.
Huh.
Wow. That was awesome yesterday driving home. So they did it right yesterday in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about the weather up there? Now I heard you say yesterday it's starting to get up maybe to that 110 range and not too long?
Yeah, another day or two. That's typical, right? You know, there's a number for me. Once you get past 105 here,
you feel the heat, believe it. I know that sounds crazy, but
yeah.
It's not terrible, 105 or less, but, you know, we're in for it now. We're into July, and we kind of got lucky here. It hasn't been that hot thus far, but we'll pay for that now.
And just a little bit of a baseball update. Is that new stadium for the A's, is that going to be on time?
I think so.
For 2028?
Yeah, I believe so. Is there even going to be a I don't even know if we're going to miss a season, because is there going to be a season next year in Major League Baseball?
It'll be delayed. You can take that to the bank. It's going to take a while. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they're on schedule. It's pretty much a covered area there. It's not strictly a retractable roof. I think it's a fixed roof that has a lot of coverage of the entire stadium. They call it shell, and it looks really cool. I think it's only going to have about a capacity, Mike, in the low 30s.
Well, that's a good move.
Not too many bad seats, I believe.
Bruce, that's a lot of dates, man. 81 home dates in Vegas. I know the other sports are doing well, but that's 81 home dates. And if you're not winning, no. I think that's a very good move. Keep it kind of tight.
Yeah, and, you know, with the Oakland A's have, you know, or the
Sacramento.
They have some players. It's not like
there's no doubt.
From scratch.
Oh,
right?
They got something to work. How about that first baseman? His name eludes me.
Kurtz is amazing. Kurtz is outstanding.
He's a great-looking young player.
Piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, enough of that. Let's get back to horse racing. I know you want to go out of town. Where to for your first selection?
Well, let's go for a early brunch play. How about Ellis Park Race 5? You know, the quality's pretty good at Ellis. Maybe not Churchill level, but not bad. The fifth race, Mike, there's a Bob Baffert horse in here by the name of French Blue, who's 9-5. She's never quite run back to that impressive maiden win back in January. She will be heavily backed in here. One thing in common about five of the six of the runners, they pretty much all need the lead. You have horses that really want to be up front, except for one horse, and that's the two, Overcome Adversity. She's been away since February, Mike, but this is a horse who was very impressive in her first two sprint races. You got to go back to April, up 25 at Keeneland. She sat just off the leaders, and she punched home, looking good at that tough meeting. She was a fast closing second in her next sprint at Turfway Park after kind of a little bit of a bad start. She can really finish. She's a late-running sprinter. Draw a line through that last abomination going long at Oaklawn Park. I think the race will set up nicely for her. Race 5. Let's go with the second choice on the program, the two, Overcome Adversity at 5-2 on the morning line.
And this is a first condition allowance, 6 furlongs, fillies and mares 3 and up. Bruce, the purse at Ellis Park, $102,000.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, even at Turfway, Mike, the purses are great at Turfway, too. And now you know why.
I'm told you can't get a stall at Turfway. And that used to just be, I mean, nighttime, cold, miserable. But the purses, wow.
I mean, it used to be basically Keeneland for two meetings in Kentucky, right? And then Kentucky Derby week. Now the year-round product is outstanding, and that's one of the reasons the purses are incredible.
Yeah, that is the reason. All right, let's come out to Los Alamitos. It's closing day, two-day carryover in the Pick 6, $58,000 and change. Pick 6 races 6 through 11 today. Where do you want to go for radio?
I'm going to go to a very wide-open 8th race today, Mike. I think there's a bunch of ways to go. I wouldn't necessarily narrow and single here. But the horse that really interests me is the 8, Forum Confidential. She debuted at Oaklawn Park against a very good Mark Cassie filly. If you go back in that race, by the name of French Friction, I believe her name is. She ran a good half mile in that race, but she was just flat overmatched. They send her back to her home at Los Alamitos, and she cakewalked by 8 lengths in a 1,000-yard race. Then it's back to Santa Anita in an allowance race on the grass. Speed and fade. This is where she wants to be. She wants to be on the dirt against easier foes at Los Alamitos, and that's what she gets here today. I think she's quick enough to be very dangerous from start to finish, and she's a big price on the morning line. 8th race, the 8, Forum Confidential, listed at 10-1 on the morning line.
Bruce, was that a pregame show hosted by Chick Hearn? That was Laker line.
But
did he have Forum Confidential?
with? Keith Erickson? Or,
I don't know.
Lynn Shackelford, one of those guys?
Remember the baseline jumper, Lynn Shackelford?
Yep.
When he was at UCLA, yeah.
UCLA, yeah. Hearn, by the way, Hearn, you don't hear as much about Chick Hearn, man. He's one of my heroes. What an amazing caller he was.
The greatest.
Right?
Just an encyclopedic mind. The guy was... He was unreal, and he was not a homer either, Bruce. He was not.
And he created, I'll tell you one thing, they didn't have all the games on television. You had to listen to him on radio. How descriptive was he? He was fast-paced, descriptive. I almost liked listening to his radio cast better than watching sometimes.
Paint the words I view, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Forum Confidential, 10-1, Kyle Frey for Jesus Aranga. That's going to be Bruce's pick of the day here at Los Alamitos. Race 8, that's set to go at 4:17. Bruce, you grew up in L.A., right?
Oh, yeah.
You remember Stan Chambers with Channel 5?
I do.
He's their first ever reporter in the field, I believe. And Stan Jr. comes to the races all the time at Los Alamitos. He came up and said hello on Friday. Just a really nice guy. He loves playing the races, you know? So it's just great seeing different people at the live venue. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, KTLA was one of the better independent stations back then in Southern California. Really excellent programming, and I think they had UCLA basketball with Enberg and the Angels.
They had the Angels forever. Golden right. West broadcasters, yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, independent channel.
All right, you like Forum Confidential, Race 8. Tell us about BetOnBruce.com. What's there? What are you offering moving into next week with the daytime stuff no longer here at Los Alamitos?
So today, here's what we got. We got the Los Alamitos full card, good card today, late races from Ellis Park, also best bets at Los Al, and we, as a bonus, Saratoga's last six races of the day. Next week, we'll be covering Saratoga every day, the last half of the card, at least the last six races every day, and also some coverage from Ellis Park during the weekend.
Terrific. Hey, thanks so much, Bruce. Have a great day.
Take care, Mike.
You as well. Hey, a quick word about David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Folks, if you've been listening, you know I've had multiple personal experiences there. Most recently, helped my oldest son get a 2023 Camry, and the guy who made it happen for me, Robert Householder, who's been with David Wilson for about 40 years. Give him a call at Toyota of Orange, 714-639-6750. Tell him you heard about it here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Go to their website, thoroughbredla.com. All makes and models available. They've got a big inventory there. They've got nearly 4,000 five-star reviews at toyotaoforange.com. Great supporters of the show. They're on Tustin at Catella. You won't get a lemon at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Bob Mazursky's next up. Hey, Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Enjoyed your game story in today's OC Register. You know, you covered, of course, the grade two Great Lady M. So Sweet Azteca coming out of that. It's going to be interesting to see where she resurfaces. If they want to go ahead and run again in the Rancho Bernardo at Del Mar, or maybe train her into the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, Richard Baltus was sort of noncommittal yesterday what they do next. But the goal is, they said, you know, to go to the Breeders' Cup, win that, hopefully, then retire her and let her go have babies. That's what he said yesterday. So hopefully she'll get to the Breeders' Cup this time, because I was very disappointed last year, because I would have loved to have seen what she would have done in that race.
Yeah. Three consecutive wins in the Grade 2 Great Lady M. Hey, I meant to mention this. Robert Householder, a Toyota of Orange. His younger brother, Jeff, is also an everyday guy at Los Alamitos, Bob. He came up, said hello. It was a good vibe on track yesterday. Orlando had a DJ out there on the apron, and with the Fox show, there you could feel there was something big going on. So just hats off to you and everybody involved. It was a nice day.
Oh, absolutely. It was fun here yesterday, and it was great to get the exposure on Fox, to have the rest of the country exposed to our racing. So that was awesome.
I'm sure you heard Kazushi Kimura good to go today, Bob. That's very significant, because he's on 9 horses.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, like we said, we have a huge battle in the jockeys race. You have 4 guys within 1 winner of each other. Armando Ayuso and Edgar Payer is tied right now with 8, but Ricky Gonzalez and Kimura are right there with 7. So it could go any one of 4 different ways.
And Ricky had another winner yesterday. Man, he is riding well. That was a well-timed move yesterday. I think it was that the 7th or a little bit earlier?
I off the top of my head, I don't remember. I just know he won a race and he looked good doing it. But he's, you know, he's improving all the time and he's getting more and more barns. You know, of course, he rides a lot for Phil D'Amato, who's he's related to now, and you know, he's done very well for him, but he's also doing well for other people as well.
Yeah, his win came for Antonio Garcia, Harney Lane, the sixth race. This was a Legacy Ranch bred horse, and you got 5-2 there. Well-timed win. Well, look, we've got 11 today under the sun. Who do you like for Radio Bob?
I'm going to the sixth race. I like number 4, Goodnight Nelly. She's stretching out for the first time, but I think she could be the speed of the speed. Most importantly, she likes Los Al. She's 2-for-2 here. I think she's better on dirt. She's facing a lot of horses that have been primarily running on grass, so I think she can get the job done in race 6, number 4, Goodnight Nelly.
Goodnight Nelly with Caesar Belmont aboard for Andy Mathis, 7-2 on Ed Burghardt's Morning Line. Well, all the best, Bob. We'll see you over there in a few minutes. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Okay, we'll go ahead, Elliot. Hit this break. We're coming back strong. Heading to South Florida, check in with Toby Callett. Then take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. This is Thoroughbred LA on the home of the Angels, AM 830. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. Rocks might melt, and the sea may burn.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos, the track of sunsets and stars. Big Thrills return this Sunday night with a premier quarter horse program featuring a full slate of trials for the Governor's Cup Futurity and Governor's Cup Derby. Night racing's best bets are right here, featuring our always great early and late pick fours, plus our exciting $10,000 pick six carryover promo. Can't make it to the track or your favorite satellite facility? Bring the excitement of Los Alamitos straight to your screen. Every racing night, catch all the thrilling quarter horse and thoroughbred action live in stunning HD. Watch completely free online at losalamitos.com or tune in on your favorite wagering apps. Experience our enhanced weekend coverage featuring the best camera views, expert analysts, and every colorful race call from the great Michael Rona. It's convenient, it's easy, and it's always free to stream. Log on to losalamitos.com and never miss a single stride. It's another big Sunday fun day of racing at Los Alamitos.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's. O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment on this Independence Day weekend. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman. Thanks to everybody involved for supporting the show. My thanks to Elliot Kams inside here at the Big A in Anaheim. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Without them, we wouldn't be here. I'll share this with the audience. We are no longer supported by the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. I'm told this is a decision made by Josh Rubenstein down there for whatever reason, but without the sponsors that we have, we would not be here. Looking forward to a great summer all around the country. And thanks to everybody for your support. And, folks, thanks for listening. Let's get we're not going to South Florida. We're heading to Pinehurst, North Carolina, I'm told. And we're going to be joining Toby Callett, who we missed last weekend. Hey, Toby, good morning.
It was 2 weeks, Mike. It just lets you know how time flies the older you get.
Yeah, it does. Two weekends, it does fly.
It has been two. I've been on the Toby Nostalgia Tour. Just sent you a picture of the Arnold Palmer statue at Laurel Valley Golf Club.
Yes, indeed. I like that.
While in Pittsburgh, I got to see a bunch of people that I really wanted to see. But most notably, my dear old friend Ralph Catone, who I know is tuned in this morning, and it's a big task for him to be able to pull up the show, so I wanted to give him a shout-out as well. But, we're having a good time. We laid a couple winners on the listeners yesterday from Greene County, Pennsylvania, before heading to Pinehurst. So we're doing what we can. We're like the Globetrotters. You know, we're trying to win wherever we go.
Okay, I'm looking at the picture now, and Arnold's right behind you. Is this the place where his dad was the course superintendent when he was a kid?
Course superintendent and pro. No, it was a Latrobe. Arnold Palmer.
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
But as his bankroll grew and his fame grew, Laurel Valley became his adopted home, and the place is awesome. I mean, it's all that it's cracked up to be, and a rare treat. I've only played there a handful of times before, but it's always a treat to go there. And it's been a lot of fun. Now Pinehurst, and might hit Alabama on the way home as well, and get ready just in time for Del Mar. Sorry to hear about the Del Mar situation. You've been a big supporter of Southern California racing for a long time. That's not nice.
It's not nice a little bit, but you know what? I didn't plan on mentioning this individual, Josh Rubenstein. It just, as I was going to, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't understand what's going on down there. They sent a notice out to people a few days back. I had no idea, Toby. They had a policy in place down there. I guess it started last year. I'd never heard of it, where folks in the box seat area were not allowed to stand up and root for their horses when they turned for home. And instead of just letting it go away and notifying people when they come this year, hey, look, don't worry about it. Just enjoy yourself like any other fan would. It's the races. Let's have fun and not be, you know, like a nanny state. No, they send out a notification telling everybody that they've rethought it and that's no longer going to be a policy, but telling everybody to remain mindful of other guests and their experience there. I mean, what are we talking about here, Toby? You used to be you went to the racetrack to just kick it, have a couple of beers, cash some tickets, and have fun.
Jonathan Hardoon mentioning the passing of Aqueduct and how sad it is. About for the last how many years, nobody went to Aqueduct. Then all of a sudden, it's a shame. You know, here you want people to come. Del Mar's a boutique meet, and you don't want them to root.
Have you ever heard of such a thing at a racetrack, Toby? Have you ever...
No.
At first, I thought it was a spoof, you know? No!
Of course. Yeah. That's what you would think, that, you know, somebody was playing around and wanting to see if you were paying attention.
Well, okay. Josh Rubenstein, he's the president of the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club, so I can't imagine any such policy would go without his approval. But anyway, hey, Toby, I'm looking at Gulfstream here in the forum, 10 of them today. Where do you want to go for radio?
I'm going to take you to race six. We did the turf yesterday, and yes, on Friday they started back on the grass. The grass course looks good. In the sixth race, Scratch the Two, Naughty Knicks. I like the one, Serac, coming back after facing some pretty good ones at Churchill. Draws the rail, should get a good trip. Enough speed in here to set up his late run. The rider change from the local riders that had been riding is a plus. We're going to look at the 5 Redland Rebels, the 3 Coza Light, and the 4 General Bradley to round the gimmicks out. Mm-hmm. 1, 5, 3, 4. We're looking for more in today's 6 at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, and Toby, how much longer are you on the road before you get back there to Toby's Turf Club in South Florida?
Depending on the weather in Alabama, it could be by next weekend back to Florida, or it'll be by early the week of the beginning of the Del Mar meet. So I can get tuned up, get my bankroll in position to do some firing.
Life without pressure. I can only imagine what that's like. Toby, I'm envious. Thanks so much. We'll try and get lucky here with number 1, Serac, in the 6th at Gulfstream Park. That goes at 3:05 Eastern. Have a great day. All the best.
Mike, as Jonathan knows, I'm still being somewhat responsible to what I have to be, but less obligations than it used to be, but I'm also getting older, so it's time to squeeze in as much fun as I can. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, good for you. I'm envious. Thanks so much, Toby. Let's get back. Take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Toby's living the life and couldn't be happier for a really good guy.
A great guy. He loves the game, you know, and I've just always enjoyed his take. John, I got to slip this in. I meant to do it with Orlando Gutierrez. Want to encourage folks on this closing day, get out to Los Alamitos. Give my good friend Ruben Arcia a call in the Vessels Club. John, when you get out here next time, I'm taking you to lunch, my friend. But, folks, call Ruben. I mean this. 714-820-2681. Get a table, and you can kind of almost be right on the finish line there. The Vessels Club, you can be indoors or out. It's your call. Outdoors, you're covered. No direct sun. The food is second to none. I was there with my 2 boys a couple of weeks ago, John. I had the grilled salmon. I mean this. It's the best I ever had. And the prices are reasonable. And the windows are open, which is oh so important.
Not often people brag about racetrack food, but that's certainly the case. I've been there not for a long time,
yeah,
10 years ago, and I also loved it, Mike. So I second the move. By the way, I got that email about no standing up.
Can you believe that?
What the? These people are crazy.
Why would you even put that in print? If you're going to do away with a policy, and when people show up, say, hey, look, don't worry about it. That's not a policy anymore. To put it out there and then kick it with saying
about stupidity. They're bragging about how stupid they are.
And then, we want you to remain mindful of others' experiences. I mean, geez, is this not the redefinition of the nanny state? What are we doing?
This world is upside down. It's getting crazier by the day. And obviously the wrong people are in charge for even allowing an email like that to go out.
It's unimaginable. Well, anyway, John, take 2 with you. So you're coming to Los Al, 11 races today, and also want to once again point out that Los Alamitos kicks in $10,000 to their pick 6 tonight, but today they don't have to because there's a 2-day carryover of $58,000 and change. Where do you want to go, John?
Well, let's look at the 11th and final. And sometimes people just waste too much time handicapping when the obvious is staring you right in the eye. Number 3, See Through It, Mike, a 9-year-old gelding, 11 starts at Los Al, never missed the board, 7 wins, a 2nd and 3/3, 7-2 on the morning line, more than a generous price. Kyle Frey writes, let's single number 3, See Through It, in the 11th and final out at Los Alamitos.
Okay, great. And Boy, that'll be a long haul. I'm trying to figure out what post time is, John. I'm taking a quick look for the 11th.
8:38 East Coast time.
So. Yeah, 5:38 here. So it's not that bad for us, John. Sorry about that, but anyway.
No problem, Mike. Yeah. It's a warm up for Delmar when they go to like 9 o'clock, 10
yeah.
o'clock. You know.
I know. Hey, you know, John. Speaking of Delmar, I worked down there for many years, man. I mean, I've had Joe Harper on this show many times. Tom Robbins. Dave Jerkins, I mean, I've loved the place my entire life. I worked down there starting back in 1986. I was a press box steward. I did live TV down there, TVG for the simulcast at Del Mar, done live radio down there. I've done a number of things. Josh Rubenstein, my first recollection of him, 1986, he was coming around the press box. He you know, was a guy that, just trying to learn the game, liked it, was a nice young man. And anyway, I'm kind of in a situation I can't believe, and I did not intend to verbalize this, but it's just kind of unbelievable. It really is, you know.
Listen, Mike, it's got to hurt. You've been nothing but really so positive about Del Mar over the years. You're not doing this for 2 weeks. You've been doing this for 30-plus years.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I can't recall once, not a single time, you had anything bad to say about Del Mar or even Santa Anita for the most part. I mean, it's just disgusting. I'm sorry. I'm really pissed off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm trying not to be, but you know what? We'll be taking a look at Josh and so on through the summer, and if there's any more of these nanny-type moves, we're going to point it out. That and more. John, tell us about JONHARDON.com.
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga and Los Al Selections.
John, have a great day, man, and enjoy the racing there at Saratoga.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Okay. Again, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks to all of our customers, all of our sponsors. We really appreciate it. Folks, we'll be back with you next week. We're kind of in between live racing here in Southern California. Del Mar opens up Friday, July 17th. We'll be giving a little preview on that and, of course, talking about the racing around the country. So long. Have a great fourth weekend. The finish to it today, and we'll talk next week.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Have their top goal scorer available. Forward Flo Balogun's one-match red card ban suspended by FIFA, clearing the path for him to play. Balogun was sent off during the round of 32 for a foul that wasn't even given a card on the field, but overturned on VAR to be a red card against Bosnia Herzegovina. Tomorrow night's match, 8 Eastern, former U.S. national team goalkeeper Tony Miola says it's a tough matchup.